Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah, giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Elfrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and start us on our way. We're asking would you bless our guest as she come on the ministry, Lord, to reveal her gifts that you have given and to have a successful campaign and to just display energy as she goes with her campaign and just help her to touch people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And I'm going to read a quick scripture here. And our scripture comes from Psalm, and actually it's a Psalm, 136, numbers 1 through 2. And it says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I am going to give you a description of our guest today. And our guest is a mother of three. She is actually running for alderman because she believes it's time for Chicago's 17th Ward to have a new normal. She's currently the founder and executive director of WATCH, which means What About the Children Here. She has served the 17th Ward as staff assistant to the alderman's office, where she fought urban decay by forcing banks and slum landlords to renovate their abandoned buildings. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others Ms. Glenda Franklin. Ms. Glenda Franklin, are you on the line?
I am on the line. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for inviting me on to speak today. I definitely appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for being here. And Ms. Alderman, I know your time is Ms. Franklin, I know your time is very precious, so I'm going to give you a chance to just let the listeners hear about your vision and things that you're doing in Chicago.
Okay. Well, they've heard a little bit about me, that I am a mother of three grown sons, Samuel, Sean, and Stephen. And first and foremost, I must tell you that I do love the Lord, and he is the head of my life totally. And I am the ninth child of 10 siblings. And so not only am I the mother of three, but I'm the mother of many surrogate children. So my vision as far as the community and what I believe, as you stated, I'm out here working on creating a new normal. It has become normal in our communities that we just accept and become accustomed to an education that's not equal to our counterparts in different areas. We have become accustomed to violence in our community. We have become accustomed to abandoned buildings and the way our community look, and it has become normal in some of our communities in Chicago, specifically the one that I've been living in. And that's not the way that I remember when I was a young child, because my mother also was in politics as she lived on this earth. And in her era, they changed things. They made sure our community was safe, and they fought for these things. And somehow along the way, we've lost that. And I am committed to creating a new normal, cutting out the normal that all of these things that we're accepting, and create a new normal where our education is top of the line like our other counterpart education, that our communities are safe to live in, that children can go to the park, that children can play in front of their houses and not be threatened with being shot or anything like that. And our community can look like a civilized community. And I'm committed to doing that. And that's how I came up with the new normal, creating the new normal, because we have just become accustomed to these things, and it has become normal to accept less than. But the new normal is that we will not tolerate this anymore, and we will not accept less than what God has called, said that we can be, and the way that we should live. And that's like the best.
That's great. And speaking of the new normal, you're more than, I mean, you work tirelessly. Like right now you're out in the community speaking with people. Tell us what makes you so unique and different from everyone else as far as your commitment to serving the people.
One of the things that I think that makes me unique is that I'm relatable. And I know that that is just a gift from God. And when I say I'm relatable, that I can come out to the basketball court, I can pass out water to the young men, talk to them, have candid conversations about the things that need to be changed. Then I could go to the boardroom of a Fortune 500 and have a discussion with them. Then I could go to the senior buildings, have candid discussions with them and work with things with them and help them do what they want to do. And then I could be on the street on the corner where the drug pusher may be and encouraging them and telling them, giving them opportunities and giving them ways out to have a better life. And so I know that's a gift of God because everybody is not relatable. They can't relate to everything and bring everybody together to work together. So I think that's one of my unique qualities. Another one of my unique qualities I believe that I have, that I can identify with the modern thinker. And when I say a modern thinker, I'm thinking of the next generation. Like we've said, I've raised three young men on my own, and the compassion for that, the next generation, even grew stronger with being a single parent, raising three young African-American men on my own, that I began and I established the organization Watch, What About the Children Here. And that program has just been a blessing, and we've been able to be a blessing to many young people, our modern thinkers, our next generation, our future, been able to invest in them and help them get to different places that they need to go to and also find their purpose and their destiny in life. A lot of people are walking around and do not realize or don't know what they've been created to be. So that's one of the, I believe that God has given me a unique ability to tap into them and the unique ability to be relatable to every area of our society.
Okay. And then my last question to you would be, what do you need from the community in Chicago or the communities in Chicago in order to filtrate the vision in order to create the new norm?
One of the things that we need, we have to become unified. And we need more of our men to stand up and more of parents to stand up and more community leaders to come together. I do believe, if we come together, put a system in place that we could be, that we could change the things. But one of the things I definitely need from the community that we become more unified. Churches on the corner, we all working towards the same thing. To the stores in the community, that they stop all this selling loose cigarettes and things like that, that the churches are not just concerned about the church in their church, but concerned about the whole community. The school, all of us come together, the elected officials in that community, we all come together to fight for what we know is right, and that is that people have a better life.
That's right. That's right. Okay, to sum up this particular interview, because like I said, I know you're out in the community, what are some parting words that you just like for the community and listeners to understand?
One of the things that I would like for the community to understand is, again, that we cannot do it alone. We have to work together. And until we make a stand in our own community, there nobody else is going to make a stand for us. We have to do it for ourselves. And not only we have to do it for ourselves, we can. We are powerful people. I would just like to encourage the community, too, and let them know we are powerful people. We can come together and we can definitely make the change that needs to be changed. And I know I'm going to see it because I believe I have faith. I have faith that it's going to happen.
Right, that's right. And Ms. Glenda Franklin, I really appreciate you taking out the time to interview with me, and may God bless you in your campaign, and I will keep in contact with you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you, and I'm praying for you, and I know great things. God got great things for you, but thank you again. I appreciate it.
All right, you take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Glenda Franklin from Chicago. And actually, as we were speaking, she was out in the community. So if you're in Chicago, be sure, especially the 17th Ward, that you go out and vote and also understand who you're voting for, because what we want to focus on is our youth, because many times if we look at the things that occurs in Chicago and other places, Chicago's not the only place, we find that we're losing a lot of our youth. We know and realize that our days are numbered, but it's a good thing to venture off from the earth peacefully rather than in war. The Lord has called us to be peaceful rather than to live in chaos. So it's very important that we support those who are focusing not only on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even if you don't believe in Jesus, but who is focusing and investing in our children, because we say our children will be the next generation. Actually, they're the generation now. And so we must foster and we must grow a unique, and I say unique, that means creative society that can sustain the pressures of life, such as the chaos and the shootings that's going on. And we're going to pray for Ms. Glenda Franklin and her endeavors as far as Chicago is concerned. A few months ago, and I didn't tell her this on the phone, when the Lord showed me Chicago, he says he's raising up people in that particular area, and we have to do the, you know, our part that God has constructed us to get the message out, raised up people in order to help clean up that particular, you know, area, that particular place. So it's very important that wherever you are at this particular moment, when you're electing officials and when you're putting people in leadership positions, we base it on what they're investing in, and also we base it on how they're able to relate to people and how they're able to get out, get the message out to different people. Whether it's good or bad, you know, we have to pick those or select those communicators, those people who have a good rapport with the community wherever they go, and who is investing in our youth, and also who's trying to protect a community that may go south. And so we need to unify each other. Speaking of unity, before I begin to play some of the music that you've heard, but I want you to, I have some new individuals, and this is new music to them, but this is good music to those of you who have already heard. I want you to really focus on something that the Lord has asked you to do. I want you to focus on that, and I want you to invest in it. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the revelation of God is coming here. I want you to invest in it, whatever it is, whatever the Lord has called you to do, invest in it, and I guarantee you, you will reap something good. That's all I'm going to say. Invest in what the Lord has told you. Some people are saying, you know what, I like what I hear, but I don't have a relationship with our Lord and Savior. Find it. Find the relationship. I spoke to someone who told me, you know, I really like the Love Live Jesus ministry, but I'm Jewish and I do not believe in Jesus Christ. I said, I respect you. I said, but Jesus Christ is alive and well. That's how we're here. And so I said, I still respect you. You know, so we still have to communicate, and we still have to understand that everyone in the world, no matter what our gift is, may not invest in that gift. But God says keep pursuing, because we're going to find people who are in love with Jesus and those who are not, and we still have to love them. That's what God commands us to do. So I really want you at this particular time to think about it. Think about what the Lord has asked you to do. And whether you believe in Jesus or not, whoever you believe in, which is really Jesus Christ, whoever you believe in, whoever, whatever your niche or gift is, invest in that. And I guarantee you, God will give you, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you won't have room enough to receive. And that's the revelation of God, okay? And so I want to play these particular songs. Then afterwards, I'll have announcements. And then after which, I will bid you farewell until tomorrow, God's will. Okay? So the first song this time is from Mr. Milton Johnson, and it's entitled Contrite. And this is actually from Mr. Milton Johnson.
Place me back at one if you try.
messed up, got caught running the scene. I know, I know, I said last time, never again. But I'm back at the same point, it's another again. I'm contrite.
All right, that was Mr. Milton Johnson, Contrite. The next voice you will hear is from Miss Nicole, and this particular song is entitled Confidence.
Almost every night, I was heavily burdened from the pressures of life. I didn't know what to do, I knew I needed you, nothing was going right. Then you came like a my head up high.
performance by Miss Nicole. Our next song that you will hear is entitled I Won't Complain by Miss Keisha J. That was Miss Keisha J with I Won't Complain. Our next song is by Miss Karen Showell, I Can Only Imagine.
The day is coming when I shall see my Jesus face to face. The day I've waited for all my life. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by his side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah. Can you only imagine who can only imagine.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can only imagine. Ooh, yeah.
I praise you, Jesus, for all that you've done. You know, the Bible tells me that in heaven, the streets are paved with gold, and that the walls are made of jasper. That's sort of like a diamond. I have no doubt that all those things will be beautiful, but that's not what I'm longing for. The first face that I want to see is the one who died for me, the one who made it all possible for me to even get there. It's all about you, Jesus. You see, when I was a little girl, I used to sit on the steps at my grandmother's house. We called her Gamma. And she would be cooking that hot water cornbread and those greens. Ooh, man, I can still smell those greens cooking. She would be singing this song about she was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. And she would just be praying for all of us. And I'd just sit there and giggle. I didn't understand. I didn't know what all that was about. And then my cousins and I, we would all get ready and go to church. Man, we'd be there all day long. My grandfather was the pastor. Man, could he preach. I used to watch my elders. Oh, they would be dancing and singing and talking in this funny language. And I would just be sitting there amazed. I didn't understand all that back then. I just knew that they were having a really good time. Man, hats would be flying. And the next thing I know, they'd pull out these fans and they'd be fanning each other.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
I was just a child. I couldn't understand what was going on. I know now. I thank you, Jesus, that you brought me into the knowledge of your saving grace so that I can tell others about you. You see, I don't have any fear of dying because I know that my Redeemer lives. And for those of you out there who do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't know what you're missing. I want you to come to know him as I've come to know him. I want you to know about his grace and his wonderful love, but most of all about his mercy, how loving and kind and forgiving he really is.
I adore you.
If you don't know him, it's time that you come to know him before it's too late. You don't know when you're going to leave off of this earth.
Don't
take any chances. It's time for you to come to Jesus. He's calling out your name. He loves you, and he wants you to go to heaven. Can you only imagine?
That was Miss Karen with I Can Only Imagine. Now we're moving on to Miss Belcher's song entitled All Right.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Alright.
All right. That was Miss Belcher with It's Gonna Be All Right. And that's something that we must always remember, that it is gonna be all right. Okay, so without further ado, I am going to go ahead and give you a few announcements, and then after our announcements, if I have this song processed that one of the artists submitted, I will play that. If it's not ready, then we will play it first thing on our next broadcast. But continue to encourage your family to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. Continue to let them know that God is doing great things on this particular ministry. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, promoters, publishers, authors, songwriters, producers, actors, actresses, talk show hosts, and positive community members, please, please continue to Facebook AfreedaLove at AlFreedaLove or FreedaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus ministry. Please check out the ministry page entitled I Got to Have Faith. Please join that page because I will have many different updates. And actually, I will also post the upcoming webinars on that particular page because I want individuals to not only see the webinars but also to hear the ministry of God and the interviews and the different guests that I have, and to reach out to those guests and to just form a connection between the people. I think that is very, or I know that is very important. Continue to look out for our project with the Youth in Action. I have started the interviews with the youth. I had one interview on yesterday and learned some valuable information. We will have interviews this week with some more students and youth. This particular program is designed to bring an awareness to the community and to others about how things in the community and schools affect our youth. Many times we are studying or trying to find strategies and interventions to pave the way to make all of our students successful. But one thing that God revealed is that everything starts at home. Charity starts at home. And so if we would begin to not only minister or teach our students at home and to have high expectations for them, because each child who is born has a purpose and God has a mighty plan, we need to make sure that we're bringing out the best in all students that we come across. And when they enter school, we need to continue to have those high expectations. And I believe that in order to foster an environment which is conducive to safety and to growing and nourishment of each person who lives in that environment, we must first believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we must also have plans in place and people in place who are positive and who allows children to remain innocent and who show children or students the way. And so it's very important, and I believe that this project is going to be a success. I know it is because God approved it. But the thing that we're doing is we're forming a book first and then a documentary about how this really affects our students, because a lot of us think, well, you know, they go to school, my child is angry or my children are angry, I always have to receive phone calls or this happens or that happens. Well, it's some things in the environment that's triggering that as well. And so we need to make sure that we try to work on our environment, and that way we can tweak the places that our youth go so that we can make them successful, because that's the whole purpose, creating a safe environment for each child who is born, okay? Safe environment that includes whoever is their guardian or parent. And then with that safe environment, paralleling that to every place that they go, every place on earth that a child visits, it should be cohesion and it should be a safe place. It should be a place where there are individuals who allow those youth and children to maintain their innocence while looking and seeing positive role models. That is the picture that I see, and that is the direction that this project is going, okay? And even if we just help one community, God says that's a good job, because we're all in need of help. Okay, also the CWC, Connecting with Christ, is going very well. We're sending out those letters to different individuals. Churches are going out. There are still some churches who we have not touched yet, but we will. I prayed unto God and asked God, would he begin to move people out of their comfortable positions and move them into the communities, because our people need someone to reach out and touch them. And it's not only the people who are outside of the church, it's people who are inside of the church that needs to be touched as well. And so what God revealed was that we need to continue to monitor what's in the church as well as out, and so we need to be able to extend the word of God outside of the church in a creative manner where people will understand that God is still alive. In addition to that, mark your calendars at this particular time for August the 24th at 3:30 p.m. at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Nutton Avenue, Waco, Texas 76705, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. We will have our church homecoming in anniversary on that particular day, and so we're looking for each and every one of you to come out, whether you're past, present, future members. Also, we're looking for family and friends to come out. It's not just a Great Ebenezer thing. It's not just a Greater Mount Olive thing. Amen. It's a God thing, and God says, let all of them who has ears hear the word of God. And I know for a fact that Reverend Petty and his congregation is going to bring a great message, and I know that the Lord is already positioned and ready for this great event on August the 24th. I would like to see Waco, and if you're in Waco, close by Waco, passing through Waco, just stop by and receive your blessing from the Lord on August 24th at 3:30 p.m. at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church. Once again, that's 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, and that should be close to the time that many of the students at Baylor University are checking into their rooms and getting settled. Parents of those students and faculty and staff, we invite you as well. As you know, I do love Baylor University, graduated from there, but during this particular time, I know that a lot of you guys will be staying over on the weekend to make sure that your now grown students or children are secured. And so the church is conveniently located on the corner at 919 Dutton. And so please stop by at 3:30 p.m. and enjoy the service. In addition to that, I just, at this particular time, I want to let you know that some new things are happening in the Love Lift Jesus ministry, where we're going to begin the webinars. The Lord provided this vision months ago, and I've been replaying it in my mind. The Lord always gives us time to he prepares us by allowing us to do other things to prepare for something bigger. And so I will have webinars according to what the Lord wants me to speak on. Our main focus is the ministry, of course, our youth, and our communities. And one thing I want to let you know that the Lord revealed to me, and many of you who are listening, the Lord says that you never know who you're helping. Numbers, sometimes you see on Facebook, people have a million people. Sometimes you see people who have maybe 20, 30 people. But the Lord says it's not about the quantity. It's the quality that you're giving out, and it's the unknown people who you're reaching. That's what's important. You know, and so you never know who you're reaching. It's just like Jesus showed the parable once again of the sheep. He says, you know, I have 99 sheep here, but one has gone astray. I have to go out and find the sheep that is gone astray and figure out why the sheep is left, you know. And so God thought it was very important to go out and find the sheep who was out of that number. And so the Lord's saying it's good to have millions, multiple people. That's good that you can actually eye. But it's those unknowns that you are really bringing back to Christ. And he said that's ministry. The unknowns, the unknown people who, for whatever reason, it could be celebrities, it could be people who are going through storms and really don't want to be bothered. It could be people who are shy. It could be people, God says, who just admire you from a distance. It could be anyone. He said, but the ministry is helping so many people, and you have no idea how many people it's helping. And so as long as God likes it, as long as God approves it, he said, that's what really matters. Because not only, ladies and gentlemen, am I ministering to people, right? Because I see inboxes and I see the results, but I'm ministering to myself as well. And with this particular ministry, and this is almost my 200th show that the Lord has blessed me to put on, even with this ministry, the Lord keeps sending me quality people. Everyone's quality, but he keeps sending me people with the word of God. He keeps sending people. And so the Lord says it's time to unveil who you really are. You know, a lot of you listen to me on the radio, but he says now that he has given me the tools, he said, you're going to have to start creating and building your own doors and walking in. Because the Lord has given me that gift and that capacity. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so once I understand how to create or build my own door through the name of God, then the Lord is going to allow me to begin to build doors for other people. And so this ministry, as I said before, it is very powerful in that I have grown. I have my whole demeanor has changed. I feel confidence not only in the Lord, but I feel confidence in the ministry. And I feel like I can get on here and the Lord will lead and guide me to what I am supposed to do. What am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to deal with these individuals who sing in front of millions of people? How am I supposed to deal with these people who are, these people are just, they do magnificent things, these actors. And the Lord says we're all human. And the word of God never, it doesn't change, no matter what. And so even in these webinars, with the revelation of God, it's going to be some teaching. It's going to be some dealing with youth. I'm going to have videos that I'm going to refer to. I'm going to have PowerPoints. I do understand that I have some individuals who are hearing impaired, some who are seeing impaired. So I am basically trying to cover everyone. The Lord revealed that to me because right now, you know, I'm on Facebook typing or I'm on Facebook creating this ministry, and the Lord says it's time for you to really show who you are as far as the love that I have for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also to begin to minister unto the people and just make it worldwide. And, I mean, I'm sharing this because at first I thought that I was supposed to create two channels or two TV ministries. And the Lord says, no, just use something small, the webinar. That's good enough because the word is powerful. And as long as we can get the word to the people, that's what really counts. And so in my ministry, I move forward because the Lord's saying, you know, you never know who you're touching. It's a lot of unknown people. And when I say unknown, I'm talking about people who've already made it, who is being blessed and delivered by what God is doing, that God has given the revelation. And they're going to be, I'm just going to warn you, there are going to be some times where we'll just go straight revelation. And the way you know if this is authentic or not is because you will experience it. And it's going to be just amazing. And as I said before, I want to always remain humble. And I'm the type of person that when the Lord blesses me, I like to bless other people. So I'm not that type when the Lord opens the door for me that I shut it behind me and let everybody else knock on the door and I don't open it. So because I'm secure in the anointing that the Lord has given me and I'm secure in what the Lord is doing in my life, I will share what I need to share and I will help as many people with the resources and tools that I have. And so I ask God that he would connect me with those type of people who are unselfish and who are willing to help and share. So without further ado, speaking of that, I have another artist who I will be working with by the name of Doug Brenny. Doug Brenny will come on the ministry sometime this month or next month. We're still trying to confirm times because he's on the highway. If you read about Mr. Brenny, he's a pastor. He's a cowboy pastor. That's what he calls himself. And he has a ministry, and he's an award-winning cowboy pastor. He's won many awards. I want to say Stellar's as well, but I'm not for sure about that. But if you look him up, his name is Doug Brenny, D-O-U-G, last name B-R-I-N-E-Y. He will be on the ministry, and he will join the music that I will. His music will be played as well, and I'm going to actually play his song today, and it's called Unknown Soldier. And so I want you to listen to this, and then afterwards I will bid you farewell. But be sure to continue to send in your MP3s if you have any. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can always connect with me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Love to have you. spoke to a few artists today, and I spoke to some individuals who said they were going to send their music. I'm still waiting on a few more emails, but I'm going to play what I have right now. And so this next song you hear is by Mr. Doug Brenny, and it's entitled Unknown Soldier.
Every father's son, barefoot boy next door, the apple of the mother freedom's eye. Born all across this land, I was raised to be a man. I came from hometowns everywhere and I heard the battle cry. Johnny Reb, G.I. Joe, every war I've had a different name. And I made the sacrifice, yes, I bravely gave my life. My spirits rise, the breeze made so glory way. Don't you know? You remember me, and I'm not really gone. And the unknown soldier marches on. In the fields of Vietnam, on the seas and desert sand, I'm a sentry, and I stand my watch alone. Rest in peace, long as America stays free. I'm the heart of every boy that's never coming home. But don't you know me? I'm the unknown soldier. I proudly served you to keep our country strong. I'm the countess who will die, keep liberty. If you remember me, then I'm not really gone. And the unknown soldier marches on. Marches on. Marches on.
That was The Unknown Soldier by Mr. Doug Brenny. Be sure to look him up because he will be a guest pretty soon. I will have a listing of all of our guests who will be on this week. I'm on the I Got to Have Faith page and also on the Freedom Love page, ALFREDALOVE, and the FREDALOVE page. So please be sure to keep up with that. If you have any questions, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to connect with you as well. As I said before, just check out some of the webinars. We are actually starting Saturday. And I will typically introduce what's going to happen with the webinars, and we'll just have a good time. So until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Afridi Imanya Love. Goodbye, everybody.